Ever wanna live so bad you wanna die? Ever cried and cried until you can't cry?
Hi, welcome to Boys Do Cry Mental Health Conversations, where we have honest conversations about mental health.
Each week we talk about how we're feeling, how we're truly feeling, and try and make sense of what goes on in our minds.
No, we are not mental health professionals, and if you are struggling, please reach out for help.
The stories you hear should not be a substitute for professional help. They're here to supplement your journey.
My name is Ram Reyes.
And I'm Paulina Rodriguez-Reese. Thanks for joining us. I'm just looking for reassurance. Only answer that the doctor gave me, get insurance. Getting older, world getting colder. All this weight on my shoulders, it's hard to stay sober. Problems weighing on me like a coaster. I just want to go ghost, bruh. Ever want to live so bad you want to die? Ever cried and cried until you can't cry? What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Boys to Cry. Hello. It's kind of weird because I'm like on my phone and I feel like I'm just talking to you, Rem, but here I am.
Yeah, we were having like technical difficulties. So we have to.
We're just figuring it out.
Yeah, but how are you feeling today, Paulina?
Today, I literally, before this, I had a panic attack, like a pretty big one. So I was just in bed, breathing. And then, after that, and then the mic didn't work, I'm like, of course I wouldn't. Of course I wouldn't. Damn. So that's where I'm at.
What do you think causes a panic attack? Well, what's making you panic?
I feel like all the stress of school, and like I went to Fresno this weekend, so that took a toll. And then I missed an assignment today. Like it was due Sunday, and I thought it was due today.
Oh,
and it was a pretty big assignment. Oh, it was 100 points.
Oh shit! Fuck.
Yeah. So. Kind of freaked out about
it. Can you make it out?
No. Strict deadlines.
Oh, what the hell? Yeah. Well, that sucks.
Yeah, so I was just freaking out. I still am, but...
Yeah. Well, yeah, we need to time that up. We gotta get to-do lists, man.
I know, I did have that. But, like, I for sure thought it was due Monday.
And then what class is it?
Turn out to be.
What class is it?
A journalism class. I think it's, like, straight news writing. So I just went to the classroom and I was like, what is the chance of me getting a C in this class? And I really got to put in work and then we'll see after the midterm. If not, I'm going to have to drop it and, like, retake it.
But
yeah.
But you'll be fine, probably.
Hopefully.
You'll be fine.
But yeah, I definitely need more organization skills. Like, the level of the stuff I was in Fresno to here is another level.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I was like, I'm very out of shape, but academically, I guess. Yeah.
I think you just need to get used to it.
I know, and I don't think I'm used to it yet. It's a lot of, like, stimuli, and I'm trying, but, yeah. How about you?
You know what? Well, today I felt pretty good, but, what was it? A couple days ago, I was just feeling out of it. Oh, actually, I was drinking, and then... I just got really sad. And I wanted to. Yeah, I got really sad about like things that I've done in the past. But like I cried it out and I think I needed to do that. But like I got to like a really dark place where it's just like, ugh. I should probably put like a trigger warning on the start of this. But I was just like, oh, I just want to like die. And I wanted like, I was like looking up like This seems so dark for this. But you know what? I'm going to be honest about it. Like, how to hang yourself. But I was like, and I was just kind of like Googling it. But then, I don't know, that passed. That was like all the one time I was drinking. That's when I was just kind of like, I think drinking was a mistake because it just makes you really, you know, depressed. But now I'm like feeling good. I think it's because I processed through those emotions. And I was reading like a bunch of like Hinduism stuff for my religion class. And Hinduism's pretty chill, man. Like, I think I'm gonna convert to Hinduism.
To Hinduism? Oh my god.
Yeah, no, but I was reading like one of the holy texts was called the Bhagavad Gita. And it was just like, it was very enlightening. Like, I'm very convinced now that we just get rebirth. Like, this is reincarnation. Like, it's going to be all like, we're going to have to repeat this over later.
Like, our experience? I don't want to repeat this. I want this to be like a one-time deal.
No, we have to repeat it. Or we're not repeating it. We're trying to strive for perfection. Or I don't know. I just felt very good after I like. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird how like you could go from like really those depths of depression and then you're just kind of like, okay,
come out.
And I'm like, or like your mood is now different, and I'm just like. And the Bhagavad Gita was like, you shouldn't get attached to any of these moods. Like, you shouldn't think that you'll be happy forever. You shouldn't also think that you're going to be sad forever. You just kind of like, you have to go through it. It's just a part of life.
I mean, it sounds really nice, but then when you're going through it, you're like, oh my God, stop.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like I'm going through it right now. I'm like, my body has not been able to like relax for like a week. Like, that's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's just the idea of just non-attachment to things or like to anything. And it doesn't mean like, I actually asked my professor this, like, oh wait, so does that mean like I can't like enjoy anything? But it's like, no, you can enjoy things. You just can't be attached to the outcome of whatever, you know? Like, do the things you're supposed to do, but don't expect anything out of it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I don't know. I just felt very good. Felt pretty good today for no apparent reason. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to, like, ride this mood out until I have to go through the downturn. But
to the other mood?
To the other mood, but I'm just kind of like, you're just going to have to calmly go through it. I don't know. I recommend reading the Bhagavad Gita. I bought the audiobook, and I'm just kind of like, you know, just listen to it as I go to bed. But
yeah. Wow, dude. Yeah. Hinduism is the way to go.
It is. It's like a more...
Also, I really just feel like I'm talking to you on the phone, which is like, that's all I'm doing.
It is. It is what we're doing. Cool. This is something new.
Why don't
we
just call each other on the phone?
Yeah, we are calling each other on the phone.
Like, we have to have a podcast to talk to each other.
We do. We're monetizing this conversation. No, but I think it's content that'll help people, you know? I think hearing other people struggle through it is kind of like, what's it called? Therapeutic. I don't know.
Yeah, honestly, when I was driving to Fresno last Friday, no, it was Thursday, I was driving, and I had to go through Santa Barbara because the Grapevine was closed. But I was listening to Gar's episode, because now I try to listen to them just to see, because it's cool to see like where I was at, or a lot of it like advice like I need to relearn. But at the end, when he was just like, he said it, take a breather. Like, you don't know when you're moving too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, he's right. Like, that's what I need to do. And then I was just like watching the sunset as I was driving through the mountains. And it was pretty nice.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he definitely reminded me that I need to take a breather and not try to do too much at once. I need to take it really slow, but
mm-hmm.
I'm still learning what that means.
You just gotta go at your own pace.
What? Yeah, basically.
When's your next therapy session?
Tomorrow, which I'm kind of scared.
Why are you scared?
Because I feel like I might just cry tomorrow, honestly.
Crying's good. Ooh.
I know.
When I was drunk and crying, that felt so good. Like, I don't know why. It's just like these emotions that I haven't been able to like articulate, like,
yeah,
to other people. Because I feel like I have to force it. Not force it, because like I'm just, I never have the setting to say it out loud, you know? Or it's like, oh, mm-hmm. I'm like with them at school, and I'm like, I don't want to just randomly blurt this out.
Yeah.
And I feel like
I came to the conclusion. What? Oh, go ahead. No.
No, what's your conclusion? I want to hear.
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'll go after.
I just feel like I don't know. I can't say that I have problems.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just because I'm supposed to be the person that has it kind of together a little bit. Or maybe it's because I've been like so mm-hmm. I've been like saying all these problems already so many times that people are kind of sick of hearing them. And I'm like, so I guess I'm just not going to say it out loud. But
mm-hmm.
I need to, even though, you know, people have heard it before. And I feel that about with my mm-hmm. therapist, where it's like, we're like kind of like repeating the same things over and over again. And it just seems like I still haven't fixed the problem. Like, I'm aware of the problem. I just don't know how to fix it at this point. So,
yeah. Maybe you do need a new therapist.
Maybe. I'm going to see him Thursday and we'll see. But each time I go to him, it's like, oh, wow, that actually helped. I don't know.
Mm.
I don't think they're supposed to.
Maybe it could help more.
I don't think they're supposed to have the answers, though.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe I should just suck it up for a bit.
Honestly, I'll come to my conclusion back. But the therapist that I have, she's Mexican.
Mm.
And also listening to Gar's episode, like, I understood what he meant about having someone that's like a person of color. And the fact that he found somebody that's Korean, like, it's not the same. Like, she's not Filipino, but like the culture is similar. Because it's so nice to go into therapy and like not have to explain some things. Like, some things she just understands. Or when I talk about Mexico, like, she understands the references I'm making. And I can just use like English and Spanish in there. And she did this, like, you know how I told you the Valentine's Day episode we did about what happened?
Yeah.
So that Tuesday, like before, like it was the anniversary or whatever, like we were trying to figure out like how can I give myself comfort, because that's what I needed. And she tried like this technique called havening, which basically like you think of like the distressing situation, like you close your eyes, you think of it, and during it you're like using your hands to like comfort yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's using distracting techniques, so you think of like the really traumatic memory, and then she'll ask you, like, you're at the store, like, do this or that. So basically to like go to the memory,
yeah,
but change the feeling, right?
Mm.
So at one of them, she was just like, sing a song or hum a song. And I just hummed this like song from like childhood that's like a Mexican staple, like Guadalupana. And she just hummed it with me. And I just cried.
What the heck?
Because it
sounds
like
she has this down.
She broke me. But like, I don't know, like, that's the difference of having someone from your culture, like a therapist. Mm-hmm. It's something that, like, somebody else couldn't have given me in that moment.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to get a new therapist, though, because I feel like I've put in so much work in with him. Mm-hmm. And, like, breaking out with your therapist, I don't know, maybe we'll get to that point. But I don't want to, yeah, like, go through the trouble of, like, finding a new one, you know?
I know, it's, but a it's bit, like, honestly. I still have to, like, find one.
Yeah. That sounds like, have you heard of what EMDR is? Wait, let me look at what that means. It's like a type of therapy that they like put, they like flash lights in your eyes or something.
Is that the one that they kind of shock
you? No, I don't think it shock you. It's called eye movement desensitization and reprocessing therapy. And it's like, it induces REM sleep, like, so your eye rapidly moves, mm-hmm, and then they like guide you through a traumatic memory, and then they try to like explore that memory. And apparently one of my friends did it, and she was like, it's very good. And I was like, oh, I might need to try that.
I feel like that was probably one of the things she did, because it was intense.
Yeah, because that sounds kind of like EMDR.
And then, yeah, and then she would, like, as I continue to think of it, she'll ask you, like, how distressed. And then we did it a second time, and then she was, like, she made me visualize what it was to be in Mexico. And then she was just, like, just go to some place that you used to love. And, like, I envisioned I was at my grandma's house, like, the one that passed away. And then when I walked in, she was, like, just imagine your grandma, like, hugging you. And as I did that, I just started to cry, like, bawl.
Why don't you go with...
Oh. And it was intense.
Why'd you go? Why don't you go with that therapist?
Because it's only a limited amount of sessions. So I can only do like 5. I found another one. I'm just waiting. I just need her to call me back. But she's actually Latina and queer.
Oh, that's dope.
Which I think would be really important. Yeah. But yeah, also when she made me go into my grandma's house, I realized like I haven't grieved. Mm-hmm. Like when they say like grieving is a process, like I did not grieve when my grandma died.
Yeah.
I just like stored
it. I'm scared
it all
that
away.
I'm going to have that, because I didn't really grieve my grandma. Because she died in the Philippines, and I feel like I just haven't like internalized that. Because like it happened so far away.
She died.
I mean, I've seen the grave and I'm like,
yeah,
I still think she's in the Philippines just chilling out.
You know, when I go to Mexico, there's always like, I always want to go to the cemetery and I always want to like find my grandma's tomb. And this last time I went, like, that's like, I went there like 2 or 3 times. And now I realize like, oh, it's because I still am not like at peace with it. Mm. Like, I'm still like longing or trying to like find some kind of closure, and I haven't.
Do you ever just, oh.
And she died like, oh, I was going to say, she died and then we moved out of Mexico. So like that same time period, like in the span of like months. So I think it was too much for me, that little girl.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I'm afraid of, I haven't experienced death yet. Like very close, and I'm like scared a little bit of like, well, how that's gonna feel and how I'm gonna cope with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so especially if it's like, I don't know, no, actually, one of like, rip in peace, Brody Stevens, like, he was a comedian that just like died by suicide, like last week. And it was weird because I was listening to him on a podcast and I was like, oh, this guy's really funny. I hope I'll see him one day. And now I can't. And I'm like, that sucks. And I'm like scared of like, when is that going to happen in my personal life? Or is it going to be me? And I'm like, I don't want it. Because he seemed fine, because I follow him on Twitter and everybody, his friends was like, oh yeah, he was fine. And then he just died, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I don't know how I'm going to process that if it happens. Damn. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to... Because I intellectually, like, kind of know, like... Because me right now, I'm on this kick of Hinduism where it's like, yeah, the soul lives on. They're going to be rebirth. That's cool. But, like, actually, like, going through it is something else. And I've never experienced that.
Yeah, I don't think I've, like, experienced it, like, full on. Like, when I worked at the retirement home, I saw people die, but I knew that it was their time. Like, I knew when I worked there that I couldn't change anything. And that's what I actually liked. I'm like, I'm not here to change anybody's life or, like I can't change the fact that they're dying. Like, the facts are, like, they're literally all going to die at some point here. All I can do is, like, show up and love them.
Yeah.
And that made me, like, okay with death, like, seeing them die. I'm like, they're going to a better place because they're obviously suffering. But I don't think, like, when it was a close thing, like my grandma, I didn't process that at all. And she was the one that was, like, the most comforting. Because when my mom was in Mexico, she was kind of mean. And my grandma, from my mom's side, was also really mean. They're really strict.
Mm.
But, like, that grandma, she just let me be.
Yeah. Know? Man, all my grandparents are, like, all my grandparents are gone except for one. And maybe that's going to be, that might be the one that will be the closest. I'm going to have to go back to the Philippines for that. It's going to be eventual. And, like, I don't know. I say I'm all spiritual and stuff, but at that point, you know, it's something else. So, I hope people who are listening to the podcast, I hope you guys submit questions and topics that we could chew on these episodes, because we're going to be doing this every other week because we're trying something new this season.
Yeah.
These are kind of like mental check-ins every other week because we want the seasons to be longer. But yeah.
Yeah. Also, you know what's new? I tried out my whole face.
You tried out your whole face? Well. No way.
Yeah, at a gay club. I told you. Every time at a gay club.
You made out with a dude? Like a straight dude?
Yeah. And this time?
Oh.
No. I don't know. Like, maybe he was just gay. I don't know. Maybe he was bi. He was Italian. He worked for Mercedes-Benz. Nice. Yeah. No, when I was doing it, I'm like, you know what? Oh. I don't enjoy this. I don't think this is for me.
Dude, I think I'm like deciding, I'm like, you know what? I'm just not built for this. And you know what? That's fine. That's okay. I'm just going to wait. And when it happens, it happens.
That was my conclusion. I would like in the middle of it, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to do this. And then I knew that if I continued, it would be like, then I would have to avoid going home with him. And then I'm like, I don't even want it to get to that point. So I just kind of stopped.
Well, that's good.
But it was interesting because it was just a club and there was literally only gay men.
And then why did he make out with you?
I don't know. It happens. Well,
I haven't made out with anybody in a while. So
it's a mystery of life.
That's good for you.
I don't know. It wasn't anything spectacular. But there I was trying. I'm like, you know what? I said I was going to be a hoe this year. And after this, I take it back.
Well, you got your answer. You're just like, you know what? I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. No, yeah. Also, I think I need, like, I can't just go from 0 to 100. I think that's what I realized about myself. Also, while I'm still processing like pretty difficult emotions, everything in me is just like, no, Paulina, like you gotta take it slow. Kind of deal.
Now I'm just like, now that I'm on this like weird mood where it's kind of like, I'm okay with not getting what I want. I'm just like, all right, then anything could happen and it'll be cool. Because I don't know, it's just that's just the mood I'm in. Maybe I'm just taking this book to heart, or it's just like, you know what? Why do I really want the things I really like? The things I want, why do I want those to happen? It's like, what is my attachment to these results that I'm trying to? Yeah, it's like, I just need to do them, and then whatever the results are, then that's what happens. Yeah.
It'll be what it be. Now, you know Dipna, our journalism advisor from the Rampage? I just said it like that for people that don't know. But when we were at the conference, I just said I was public relations, and she was just like, you're a journalist. And she said it, that's how she said it. But now I'm questioning, like, am I a journalist? Am I more? What am I?
I mean, you know, you could be anything at some point. It'll change. And I don't know. I feel like I would recommend people who have, like, who's struggling. I don't know. I feel like we need to look into, like, religions. Not like, I think Christianity's lame, honestly. I think you guys need to look at Eastern traditions, especially Hinduism. Mm-hmm. Like that is more playful and more applicable to your life than straight up like Christianity or something like that. I don't know. Like, there's something we bring it back. I just recommend reading the Bhagavad Gita for all the people out there, and like listening to spiritual stuff. Yeah, no, like I want to go to India now and just kind of like, I get it now. Like, my professor was like talking about like the cycles where it's like, first you're a student, then you're like a worker, and then you become rich, or like you just have like wealthy things, and then you renounce it at the end of it. And I'm like, oh, is that why rich people do that all the time? Mm-hmm. Where they're like, oh yeah, I'm like losing away all these possessions, or I'm like giving it away. And my professor was like, yeah, you have to get to the riches first to have something to give away. So you have to go through it, and then you'll understand. And it might not be just like a typical, it might not just be like the typical rich, but maybe like you reach a point where you're like affluent enough, and you're like, oh, okay, I could give this away. And I don't know. I just feel like I'm unlocking the lessons I have learned in my past lives. And it's just like, okay.
Stop.
I just realized this is one of many incarnations of Ram. And this will be okay. God. We will be okay, guys. And I like in Hinduism where they like say there's one collective self. So you and I, we're the same people, but different expressions of it, you know? It's kind of like different blades of grass, or like there's a tree, but there's many different kinds of trees.
You know how everything in life is kind of duality? So if there's like one singular thing, it exists in duality. So is that thing like trying to reconcile its dark with its light as well?
There is, I don't know if there's like a supreme dark in there. I think from what I've read, like bad things will happen because the world is imbalanced. It's because we have desire and everything like that. So, but it's all a balance. Mm-hmm. And then like the purpose of all of us is to be quote unquote perfect. And by perfect, I mean like fulfilling out your duty as like an individual soul, and then you escape the cycle, and then you go back to the one soul, but then you have to come back. Like
that is a lot of work.
It takes eternity. It takes like many lifetimes to get to it, and maybe we won't get it this lifetime, but it's never the end, you know? Mm-hmm. I was thinking about death. Like, this is what I mean when I intellectually understand what death is. Where it's like, I know death isn't the end. it will always be, it's not the real end. There is something afterwards. I don't know what that is. I'd like to think I know what it is, but you know, I don't know how that feels yet because it hasn't happened yet. So I know intellectually this is not the end, but I will still feel sad if somebody I know dies. You know? So I don't know. But you know, it's never the end. I don't know. It's just very interesting. Like I'm really enjoying this religion class, and it's like, I think it's very like soothing to my mind to think that, oh, maybe there is some sort of order in this chaotic universe. And I don't know. It feels nice. It makes me feel calm. And I'm like, I get it now. I get why people are religious. So I'm like, fuck trying to be like smart.
You know, I just, on the way here, because I drove today in the morning back to Long Beach, one of the podcasts I listened to. That's the
only podcast you listen to.
But it was, I know, but it was a guy and he was a physician and he actually studied like the power of prayer. Like there was actual scientific studies that examine how prayer like affects somebody's recovery. And there was actually like substantial evidence that when people pray for a person, like
the person praying improves.
And it was the person that's sick. So they had like an experiment where they had a group of people that people were praying for, and then the other group of people that nobody was praying for. And it wasn't like, it was like a scientific experiment, right? Where you don't tell them who gets what or really what the nature of it was. And the people that were prayed for actually like would improve. Like there was significance in that prayer and spirituality actually have like a direct link to well-being.
I mean, it's because we're all the self, man. We could influence this. I don't know. I don't want to make bold claims because I'm just a student of spirituality, and a lot of people think it's bullshit. But you know what? It helps me. So if it helps me, if it helps you, then, you know, you should try it out. It might not work for you because some of you are probably like smarter than me and you're very more tethered to this earthly realm where it's like, okay, I get it. But I don't know. I think it's worth a shot. Just even like looking. I mean, that's why I got into philosophy. Is just to like, what's the answer to like life? Which is funny because like I started from like philosophy, or like Western philosophy, where it's like, okay, intellectually, how do we explain anything in this life? And now it's funny after like years later, I'm like, now looking into religion and spirituality and just like, oh, this religion is actually kind of cool. I'm like, if you asked me like 4 years ago, I was like, would you be like any sort of spiritual or religious? I'm like, no. But now I guess this is who I am now. I'm like reading holy texts and interested in what they have to say.
I think why I rejected spirituality or religion is because I'm queer. And that didn't really seem like I had a choice.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You're little or younger, you feel like you have to choose one or the other.
My professor was actually saying like the gods in Hinduism, there's a bunch of them, but they're not really the god because they're all just like the same self. We're also like everyone is divine. There's like no like gender attached to that, like attached to those, to the god or like the supreme eternal reality. Like there's no gender to it, so it's very like, I don't know, very open to that. And it's not, that's why I like Hinduism, because it's chill. They're not like restrictive like Catholicism, or I mean like Catholicism in general, because that's like the only thing I have experience with, where it's like, you can't do this, you can't do that, if you do this you're going straight to hell. And I'm like, oh, I can't do anything. But you know what? Hinduism, yeah. Buddhism, good.
It's interesting because I feel like Catholicism is actually kind of beautiful in like Mexico. Like most of the events or like parties or something have to do with like religion. But it, I don't know, it, like it's a thing that I found the most beautiful when I was younger. Like all the rituals and things. But then I had to, I don't know, I felt like I had to give that all up. Like growing up, or that I couldn't be a part of that.
It kind
of
sucks.
And be queer at the same time, you know. And that's a huge part of like,
and you can't even participate in it because of like who you are. And I'm like,
yeah, and I think I'm barely like reconciling that, or like trying to, like I still want to have my. Like my beliefs and my culture and my rituals and all that. And I don't feel like I should give them up just because I'm queer. And I don't feel like people should limit what I can like.
I mean, that's why I kind of, Catholicism is like,
you know,
I like the respect of life. I like the dignity of life. You know what? I like that. I like how you respect like, they're all like, yeah, racism is bad and all this. And we love each other. We love everybody. And they're like, but also gay people, not cool. And I'm like, how do you not see the hypocrisy in that? Like, I had a really, like, I enjoyed, like, there's this new priest. Well, he's not new now, but like at the time he was new. And I really liked him. I was like, okay. He's like from Nigeria. He's cool. He's like, he's... He kind of scared these white people in this chair in the church because of like this one story he told in Africa. And I'm like, yeah, say how it really is. And then one homily, he was like, you know what? Marriage is between a man and a woman. I don't care what anyone else says. I'm like, fuck. I liked you, but you ruined it. But... he had to ruin it, but
he had to ruin it.
It's fine, you know. It's not everyone is, I don't know, they'll get to this point, you know, because they're still you, you know, like that's that's like kind of like the same concept in Christianity where it's like, you know, what if Jesus was this person? And I'm like, okay. What if that was you? You know, it's the golden rule. Every religion has that golden rule. That's like, I have to be like patient with them. I'm just like, you know what? How come you could not be patient with other people? You know, but I don't know. It's tough. Yeah.
It's definitely a process. I think I'm still not like at a point where I can just feel like,
yeah,
totally okay with that. I'm pretty sure it's like a process of like growing up and like, I don't know, making peace with it. I don't think I've made peace with it. I think like in terms of like family, that's why I have like a problem like trusting family or like really like being open and trust and just telling them everything I feel. Because I'm like, yeah, you're really accepting now. But if I really was in a relationship, like, would you really like, be the same way? Like, you wouldn't.
Everything.
You know? Yeah, like right now, because it's not like in your face or you don't have to address it, really. It's not a problem.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Oh, you have to.
I don't want to cross it.
I don't know. I just can't get over this whole, I'm on this whole, like, I'm trying to like grasp this concept of like, we are all the same person, or we're all this divine self.
Oh my God. When I really thought about that, like, that's crazy to me. When I meet people, I'm like, so are you me?
Yeah, but
am I like how I treat
also
you? Is that how
like
you treat me?
The bad people are also us, you know, that's also a part of us. And it's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of have to like,
it's like, how
them?
Do I love someone who's so much,
I don't know,
a piece of shit? But also what?
I mean, that's why Maya Angelou, my favorite quote by her is, I'm a human being. Nothing human can be alien to me. because that's all she talks about.
But like there was,
yeah, the person did it. Like, you have the capacity to do it.
Quote in the Bhagavad Gita, and it's just like your number one friend is yourself, like you, but also your number one enemy is also you. And I'm like, fuck. And you have to like, how does that work? So it's like, I have to like befriend myself, and then also like, you know. And also, I want to explain to people when most people perceive like, you know, Buddhism, Hinduism, when they mean like detachment, or like, oh, do I just like become a monk and not enjoy anything? And I'm like, no, that's not what it means. What it means is that you could be attached to it, but you can't like hold on to it so much that you kind of crush it, you know? Like, you can't hold on to anything. Everything ends. And for you to like desire something too much or too little, which is what I love. I was like, oh, you could enjoy things in this like philosophy. And I'm like, that's cool. Just as long as it's like balanced, and it's like there's like this whole idea of right action and like your duty to do what you're supposed to be doing in this life. And I'm like, okay, that's a lot. It's a lot to take in. Exactly. That's exactly
the question that I asked my professor. I was like,
what am I supposed to be doing right now? But I guess the answer is just not to think about it. Or maybe it's like, I don't know, what's good for you and for others. I'll read the book and I'll tell you. I'll tell you the answer.
What am I supposed to be doing? What is the answer? What is my path in life? Like, what the fuck?
We all don't know.
I don't know. I always think I know. And I mean, then it's like,
I mean, that's the reason not to get attached to
it. Changes.
Anything. Not to.
I know. Yeah, but then it's so comfortable.
But then you get anxious about
it's
losing
like
it.
It's like everything,
you know?
Is known.
Or
there.
You get depressed after you lose it. And I'm like, fuck. When you really didn't need to.
Like, if I were to play that,
you know, when you like get depressed or anxious, you didn't need to feel that, I guess. I don't know. Like, the book talks about self-control and like mastery over the self. And I'm like, okay. Just need to meditate, I guess. What are you going to say?
I think it's hard not to get attached to things, though, or like who you were in different places. Like, going back this weekend, I'm like, I'm like in a space where I'm nowhere. If that makes sense. Like, I'm not the person, or I don't know if I am the person, or whatever things I was doing in Fresno, like, I'm not doing those anymore, really. But I'm not like established in who I am here now.
You're like formless.
I'm
kind
of like
right
in
now.
The middle of nowhere.
Well,
yeah,
you'll take
like
form. You always take form. You'll come into it, but
yeah. I think I'm always afraid of like what the form will be, because I know I'm like growing, and I know I'm pushing myself out of my boundaries and stepping into like probably like more of myself. But I think that kind of scares
me. You've done this already. You've done this thousands of times. We'll be fine.
I know, right? How do I pull my ancestral knowledge?
Once we like, well, this is the whole thing about detachment. It's like, you can't be too detached to this one life, because it will also end. Eventually, it will end. So why be attached to any of the other things? You know? And I'm like, damn, that's deep. Yeah.
Because shit feels real.
I can't wait to meet the past incarnations of myself. And I'm like, oh, wow. You're me. I don't know. It's just really funny to think about. It's like way more fun than heaven. Like, heaven's like, oh, I get to hang out with all the dead people. Cool.
Yeah.
Hang out with God. That sounds fun. Nah, dude. How about...
If you can,
my heaven,
like imagine your heaven.
I always thought it was like a big mansion on the clouds. But thinking about that now, that doesn't sound that cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really lame. It's not that cool. What's your heaven like?
No. I think, honestly, it probably looked like my childhood home, like my where I grew up. Mountains, like, everywhere. Oh, and there's just, like, fields of corn.
Heaven sucks. I just think we have to...
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds
fun. And I would
fun.
Just, like, lay on the corn.
I think, honestly, I think we're just gonna have to go through this forever. And we just have to be doing something.
Ram, in like another incarnation, are we
probably
gonna find a way
I'm
to
pretty
do
sure
this?
We've had this conversation really tons. And everything that's happened has happened. And you know, sometimes you just feel like, you know, you ever feel like deja vu? I just feel like deja vu sometimes. And it's like, fuck, this
oh
happened already.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what? That thought, whether or not it's true or not, at the end of it, I don't care. It's like, at this moment in time, it's comforting my brain. Mm-hmm. It's shutting it up for a bit. I had a good day today. I meditated. I exercised. You know, take it one day at a time. And my professor said something profound. I mean, she says a lot of things profound, but it's like, you know what? Every time I go to sleep, I make peace with myself because I could never wake up after this. Or every day is a reincarnation because you woke up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn.
You woke
up. So you got to make peace with everything. When you go to bed, call out your enemies and be like, you know what? I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll make peace with myself. I'm like, you know what?
Make peace with yourself.
We went through it. We did that. We destroyed this day. We like killed it. So I don't know. I just want people to know what.
It's actually really helpful, I think.
Yeah, try to
make peace with yourself every day. Because sometimes some of these days be really hard, and at the end I'm like, I don't know how I did all that.
Yeah, you made
somehow
it.
I did it.
Yeah, but
you know.
Well, she in the pod now.
Yeah,
but. I want to tell the people, like, what do you think of this format? Every other week, we will do this. Maybe you want something else. Give us questions. Send us questions to boyszookry@gmail. Wait, sorry. Scratch that. boyszookrypodcast@gmail.com. Ask a question or send us a voicemail on Anchor. We promise you we will answer it. Just, I will check it. I will be checking it. DM us on Instagram
or you know, DM us on
you want to
Instagram.
We want I want to like interact with our audience a little bit more, you know, like I want to get to know y'all. I want to like personally tailor and give you my experience regarding a question and Paulina's experiences, because you know I don't want to say advice because like I don't want don't follow my advice. I just want to tell you what I did so maybe you could avoid what I did or do what I did also. I don't know.
Also, y'all should just pray for your girl. If the power of prayer really works,
you should have told me when I went to church
way,
the other day.
You know, help me out, guys.
I would have prayed for you.
Oh, I should have. I really should.
I'll pray for you in meditation.
Yeah, just pray for your girl.
I'll send you good vibes.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I was thinking about it today a lot, and I'm like, you know what? I have, like, no one to look to. Like, our parents were pioneers in, like, getting to this country, but I feel like I'm a pioneer in some other level because I don't have, like, anyone I
That's true.
Can really, like, ask
yeah,
for help.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, whoa.
You know? No one's ever been in, like, my position that I can be like, hey.
That's true. It's like, so hard to find a mentor.
This. How did you get through that?
No mentor that looks like you, too.
Yeah, or even college. Yeah. In college, like, nobody in my family, like, my immediate family went to college.
Well, damn. All right. Well, this has been the episode of Boys Who Cry. I hope you take care of yourself.
Yeah. Thank you, Ram. Really? This actually, this actually helped me. So, you're calm. Thank you. It's I was like freaking out. Now I'm like calm.
You're yourself. I am you. You are me.
What happened?
You're helping yourself out. This is the cosmic, our cosmic self, and all ourselves are listening to us. If you're listening to this right
that's probably true.
If the person listening to this right now,
I got comfort.
This is exactly what you need to hear. And I want you to kick tomorrow or today's or whatever you're listening to this, kick that time's ass. You got it. But yeah. Yeah. Mm. You're welcome. And thank you to you too for talking, even though we felt like we didn't feel like it, but. I'm glad we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, this
I'm just sitting in my room in the dark.
I think we should set the mood for people who listen to this. Should be like, you should listen to this while you're in the dark with a candle.
Yeah.
And just like, you're just talking to two people. All right. All right. We'll see y'all. Love you, Paulina. And we'll see you guys next time.
I love you too, Ryan. But I'm stuck inside a maze. Bye. In the rave. Mom fighting cancer.
Bye. Next time.
Life ain't getting no better. Can I endure it?
Bye.
I'm just looking for reassurance. Only answer that the doctor gave me, get insurance. Getting older, world getting colder. All this weight on my shoulders. It's hard to stay sober.
Problems weighing on me like a. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Boys Do Cry.
If you would like to support us so we can pay our therapy copay, you can. You can go on Anchor. You can follow this link, bit.ly/supporttheboys.
For as little as 99 cents, you can support the pod. We appreciate you for taking the time to listen to us.
You could also support the podcast by reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. Please rate us 5-star and give us a review. It really helps out the podcast.
Yeah, and you can follow us on Facebook. Our Instagram and Twitter is Boys Do Cry Pod. Follow us so we can become influencers and get free stuff.
And we would like to thank Food for Thought, aka Jalen, from the Music Collective's So Self-Explanatory and Hopeless Hit Happy. Our theme song is called What's the Purpose?
And remember, Maya Angelou is always right.